So this morning, I'm going to try to get through the message I have fairly quickly and hope to leave a few minutes left over because there's something else in my heart that I'd like to get to. Just a quick thought that went through my mind early this morning as I began to wake up is that I thought that I don't deserve to stand here before any of you and to talk to you about the things of God. And then I started to think that none of you deserve to sit here and be able to hear the things of God. Left to ourselves, none of us deserve to be able to do these things. But I'll tell you one thing I know is that this morning, our God and our Savior deserves to be worshiped. So let's make an effort to worship Him this morning. So the thing I have to talk to you about this morning, just for a brief moment, is got to do with what Brother Victor talked about last week and what Brother Marty talked about the week before, and that's our depravity and our corruption. But I'm not going to spend a lot of time with that. I just want to kind of remind you of our corruption, and then I want to talk to you about what the steps, the three main steps God took to overcome our corruption, to make us right before Him again. And so the verse I want to start out with this morning is in Titus, and it's chapter 3, verse 3. And this is about our corruption. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. So there's the picture we have of a good scripture talking about what Brother Victor talked about last week and what Brother Marty talked about the week before that, our total depravity and our corruption. And quickly, I want to get to what I see are the three main steps that God took to overcome that corruption to make us right before Him. And I think the last time I spoke, I read from this section of scripture, but I'm going to read from it again this morning. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 6. This is the first step God took. I'm going to read all of these verses. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. And this is that first step God took right here. According as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the beloved. That Ephesians 1, verse 4 is, that's simply summed up. That's the first step that was taken in us being made right before God. And it happened before any of us were ever made in the flesh, before this world was ever created. God chose us in His Son, Jesus Christ. So that's step number one. Let's go to step number two. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 25. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 25. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow His steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in His mouth, who when He was reviled, reviled not again, when He suffered, He threatened not, but committed Himself to Him that judgeth righteously, who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. So the second step of that was us being made right before God, was that Christ had to suffer, that He bore our sins, that He died on the tree, and He took our own sins, He took our own judgment, and He took it upon Himself. And the wrath of God was poured out upon Christ instead of upon us. Now let's go to Titus chapter 3 again and go down just a little bit to verses 4 through 7. Titus chapter 3, verses 4 through 7. And in this, in this one, you're going to see how God and Christ and the Spirit were all intertwined in this. Titus chapter 3, verses 4 through 7. Well, I'm in Timothy. Let me get to Titus. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by the works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. That's us being born again, God borning us again of the Spirit, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. And I'm about to wrap up the message that I have this morning, and I just want to say that I hope you all remember that whenever you're caught up in the trials of this life, whether it be pain or sickness, whether it be financial hardships or struggles within your marriage or struggles with your children, whatever those struggles may be, just remember that in spite of you and in spite of your sin nature, that God chose you in his Son before the foundation of the world, that his Son was sent to die to suffer your sins on behalf of God, to make you right before God, and that the Spirit born you again. So there we have the Godhead taking the three major steps to make you right before him. So remember, whenever you're struggling in this life, just remember to look up, to not wallow and to feel too guilty for too long, and to remember that God has done all these things for you. And in doing so, he's brought you to an everlasting He's brought you to an everlasting love before him. That's all I have this morning in terms of a message. There's another thing I was thinking about this morning when I woke up, and it's been on my mind basically the whole time since I've been awake. And I don't know if it's my place to do this, but I know you all love me, and Brother Marty will let me know later if I shouldn't have done it. And what I have is I got a prayer request that I want to make known, and it's just really been on my heart this morning, and it's about one of our brethren, and it's a brother that's really near and dear to me, and this brother was the vessel. I know for sure this brother was the vessel that God used to get me here to Dallas, to get me here to be with you all, and then once I got here, Brother Marty and Brother Victor did a lot of talking with me once I was here, but Brother Todd Stimson, Brother, you've just been on my heart a lot the last few days. This morning when I woke up, you were really on my mind. I know you've been struggling and suffering for a really long time now, and I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. And what I want to do with the rest of my time this morning, we've got about 5 minutes left, is I'm going to ask three brethren to pray, and I'd like to ask Brother Lloyd Taylor to start us off, and then Brother Sam, and then end with Brother Jim. And I'd like us just to take a moment. I'm not so sure why, but the Lord's got this on my heart. And so I'd like for you brethren, in that order, if you would, to just pray for Brother Todd. And I'm going to go ahead and step down. And after we're done, Brother Marty will come up and try to offer a message.